Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we're right back here with Blog Talk Radio, and we'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening. We're New Beginnings Ministry each and every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We do thank you for tuning in. Those that are tuned in by internet, you can call in 347 247 3 347-237-4054 is the call-in number if you would like to call in. And this is an interactive Bible study. We are interacting and just hoping to be of a blessing for those that call in and even for the hearers. This evening we have Elder Rose Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. She will be coming and discussing. Our topic is The King is Coming from Luke 19, 28 through 40. We're going to have a prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to turn it over to her. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for you being God. We thank you for all that you've done. We just give you all the glory, the honor. Father, you have been so good to us. We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to take time just to hear your word. We know that when we hear your word, there is blessings to come. And, Father, we openly receive those blessings in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for favor for those, Heavenly Father, who are sick and afflicted, Heavenly Father, those who are in rehab centers, those who are in hospitals. Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would just bless all those, Heavenly Father, especially those that know you and have a personal relationship with you. We ask that you would touch it. Father, we're all in agreement of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, tonight we have Elder Rose Cook, and we're going to turn it on over to Elder Rose Cook. Elder Cook, are you available? Are you here?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you again. We're excited to hear what the Lord has placed on your heart.
Yes, God. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. We're going to turn it on over to you, and we're just going to hold on tight and get ready for a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody, once again. Thanking God for this another opportunity. I thank Elder John and his wife, Dr. Suzanne, for this opportunity to share a word with you once again. Praise the Lord. Well, hope you're ready for this tonight. As the Elder spoke about how this Bible is an interaction Bible. So I'm a person that I like for you to interact, talk with me, where we can converse with one another and we can dialogue together with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Before I start, I just want to, the topic that I have on tonight, you know that Resurrection Sunday is coming up, and I wanted to tie in a scripture and scripture lesson about the resurrection on Sunday that's coming up. And tonight, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, would you turn to the book of Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 28 to 38. I don't know if we'll get through all of it, but I'm going to read it, and then we're going to work through this. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So if you have your Bibles, once again, Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 28 to 38. I'm going to stop at 38. Amen. It says in the 28th verse, when he had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter you will find a colt tied on which no one else ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it, just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. Then they brought him to Jesus, and then they threw their own clothes on the colt, and then set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread the clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen. We're going to stop right there. And my subject lesson tonight is The King is coming.
Amen.
Amen. The King is coming. The King is on his way. So, as I'm diving into the scripture, it says, as we look at this text, we find that Jesus is leading the way to his appointment with destiny, and he's going up to Jerusalem. The Bible says he draws near to a place called Bethpage, which is the suburbs of Jerusalem. And its name in Aramaic means house of the early flies. And then he went to Bethany, where Jesus finds his friends, named Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. See, Jesus was in a familiar place because this is where he was welcome in the city. Mm-hmm. This was his home for Jesus because people accepted him. Now, if you know the story in Bethlehem where there was healing going forth, deliverance going forth, miracles going forth, taking place in this particular city. The Bible reminds us about Lazarus. When Jesus went to Bethany to raise Lazarus from the dead, that was a particular event that happened in Bethany. So when people seen that and seen that Jesus did these things and raised up Lazarus from the dead, they embraced him. They knew who he was. They knew what he can do. So he was so comfortable in the area, and they accepted him for who he was. And that's an awesome thing because sometimes people don't receive you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't believe in you. But in this particular city, Jesus was accepted. Amen.
Amen.
And as the Bible goes on, it says that he came to a place called Mount Olive. I begin to look at that scripture, begin to look at that word Mount Olive, and I begin to ask the Lord, what does that mean? Well, the Lord gave it to me that it was a place of instruction. You see, in the Bible says when he went to Mount Olive, he sent two of his disciples. In other words, he gave instructions to his disciples. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions before I move on? Any dialogue about what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Any? Okay. So as we go on, Mount Olive is the place, once again, of instructions. And this is where he gave his two disciples instructions. And when I looked at that, when God sends you out, he always sends you with twos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He never leaves you by yourself. He always sends you with two people to do the ministry and do the work that God has called you to do. He never leaves you alone on an assignment. Mm-hmm. And so that was something significant. That's why I wanted to say that, that whenever God sends you out, he always sends them twos to minister to the people where that you don't have to be by yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So as he moves, as the scripture moves on, it says that he told them to go into a village. Mm-hmm. And there he'll find a colt that was tied up, a colt that has never been sat on before. Well, when I looked at that particular scripture, I began to realize that God had to use something that was never been used before. In other words, it was set apart. It was just designed for God. And as we look at ourselves today, that we are set apart from God too. We are designed for God and for God to use us in a mighty way. Amen? And so when we look at set apart also means to be consecrated. So you got to be consecrated. You got to be clean for God to use you. Amen. Because the Bible says God can't use an unclean temple. So you got to be clean before God. And when you are set apart from God, you are used for a specific reason. He has work for you to do. Mm-hmm. Amen. So it's important that you have a clean heart. It's important that you be in right standing with God so that you can be used by God. Amen.
Amen.
And be anointed. See, you got to be anointed to be used by God. Amen. Hallelujah. To do the will of God. I also believe when you're set apart from God, you're used for a purpose. See, God has designed you for a purpose. We all have a purpose in life. Some of us may not feel that we have a purpose in life. Why are we here? Why am I here? There is a purpose for your life. Your purpose could be to speak a word into somebody's life. Your purpose is to be the vehicle to be to heal somebody. You're a vehicle to be used to deliver somebody. There's a purpose on your life. Amen. If you don't feel like you have a purpose on your life, consult the Lord and ask the Lord, what is my purpose? What is my assignment? Mm-hmm. I always say that my assignment is not just to work a secular job, but my assignment is to praise God. My assignment is to worship God. My assignment is to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Any questions before I move on?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So we'll move on. Hallelujah. So going back to assignment, let's talk about the assignment. I want you to interact with me with that, dealing with assignment. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How it's important, and how do you feel about your assignment? Mm-hmm. I want to throw it back to you guys for you to come and interact with me and tell me how you feel about your assignment. What is your assignment to do for the will of the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Any comments? Of what the Lord would like for you to do as an assignment? That's the question.
What is your assignment? What do you feel that the Lord is leading you to do for your assignment for the kingdom? Because you realize that you are kingdom builders. Hallelujah. And we come to break down barriers and bring down strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, well, I'll move on. Amen. So we're talking about right here the assignments, the destiny that you have on your life. Hallelujah. Because there's destiny on your life, too, because Jesus had a destiny, too. He had to go somewhere. He had to do something. He had a destiny on his life to save us. Hallelujah. He had to die on the cross for us that we may live again. Hallelujah. He shed his blood for our sins. He had a destiny on his life as well. Amen. And also, as you on your assignment and this specific purpose, I realize that you have to be prepared to handle the assignment that God has for you. Because sometimes assignment can be rough.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes assignment can be, the enemy could come at any time to distract you on your assignment. That's why you have to be able and be prepared and positioned to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to be prepared is praying,
mm-hmm.
reading your word. We've been talking about praying, which is dialogue with God, just simply talking, communicating with God, getting a relationship with God, getting intimate with God. In other words, mm-hmm. stripping those things that's not of God and getting close to him. Hallelujah. The other night I was just talking to the Lord and just praying as I normally do, and God was speaking unto me. And he said, there's an assignment that I have for you to do. And he kept on saying, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Because this assignment that you're on, hallelujah, you got to trust me on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that you have to pray even the more. The Lord kept on telling me, pray and read your word even the more because you're going to need that strength. You're going to need my prayers on this assignment that God has assigned me to do.
Amen.
So as I was just saying, it's important to get that communication, that dialogue, that meditation with the Lord. It's important that you study the word even the more, because you know we're living in these evil days. Hallelujah. Enemies come in like a flood. And we need to begin to stand on the word and be faithful to the word and study his word. Hallelujah. Because I believe in this season that God is sending us really on our assignment. It's your season. Some of you that are listening right now, I believe God is saying that it's your season, and he's going to send you out. Hallelujah. But you got to be in position. You got to be ready. You got to be prepared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just wanted to comment upon that, Elder Rose, in terms of the assignment.
Yes.
You know, just a comment on that, feedback on that. The assignment, that's when we have a personal, when we spend personal time with the Lord, we establish a personal relationship. And once we establish a personal relationship, then that becomes a one-on-one interaction. And then once it becomes a one-on-one interaction, then we can begin to start to hear clearly what the Lord wants us to do. We know it's exactly from the Lord, because I think God honors when we take out time for him in our busy schedule. We get so many demands, we get caught up in so many things of the world that sometimes we become busy with the world and we don't have time with the Lord. And when we can just shut everything down and have that personal time with the Lord, I truly believe that that's when we begin to start to receive the true revelations of what God wants us to do.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That 101, yes, right. Amen, amen. Any other comments before I move on? Amen. Amen. So we talk about constant prayer and relationship with God to receive the things of God. And so as we move on to the 31st verse, it says, so as Jesus is giving them instructions, he begins to tell them, if anyone asks you why you're loosing it, then you shall say to him, because the Lord has a need of it. That's a wonderful scripture there, because God is giving them instructions, and he's telling them what to do and what to say. And see, the awesome thing with God is when he gives you assignment, this is good. He gives you the instructions, and he tells you how to play it out or how to do it. So that lets me know that he gives it to you in the whole package. He don't just tell you, okay, do it, and then he leaves you. No. He gives you the instructions, and then he tells you what to do with the instructions. So he never leaves you. Hallelujah. And it's a purpose in the instructions. He gives you purpose in instructions, and he gives you the reason to do it. That's how awesome God is. Hallelujah. Why not? Why not follow the instructions of God? Because he lays it all out for you. There's no hidden agenda. Is laid out plain before you where you can understand. So there's no excuses when God gives your assignment. You don't have no excuse to say, Lord, I can't do it. No, he laid it out for you. All you have to do is follow the plan. Follow the plan of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's no reason why we can't bring down strongholds. There's no reason why we can't break the chains.
Mm-hmm.
No reason why we can't break barriers, because he gave us the instructions to do it. All we have to do is follow it through.
Amen.
And that means to listen. And like the elder said, a relationship, a one-to-one relationship with God. Communicating. You know exactly what God is saying when you communicate with him. You know what he's saying when you listen to his voice and know his voice. Amen. So it's important to have that relationship. Still back on that prayer and relationship because it's important. Hallelujah. That's the only way that we can execute things if we have a relationship with God and listen to his voice. Amen. Any questions? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
The mics are open for anyone who'd like to make any comments. I have opened up all the mics. Amen.
Hallelujah. So, as we spoke about giving instructions and beginning to tell them what to do and what to say, and hallelujah. So when they went there, they found everything that the Lord said to them. It was there. Hallelujah. And so, any questions? Okay. And so those who were sent went their way and found it just as he said it would be. Hallelujah. And they began to loose the colt. And the Bible said the owners started saying, what are you doing? What are you doing with this colt? What are you loosing it for? And the men and disciples began to say, Jesus need this. This is the need of Jesus. In other words, Jesus need this because he's coming. The king is coming. So he's in need of this colt. So he began to tell the owners that because they didn't understand. The disciples didn't know who these men were, and the owners didn't know. So they began to question, what are you doing? And they began to explain to them that Jesus was in need of them. So everything began to change. There was no argument with the owners when the disciples untied the donkey, and it was glad. They said, okay. In other words, why not be used of something you have that God can use? In other words, Jesus needed that colt. And the owners had it. And it was free willing to let the disciples have it because Jesus needed it. Amen? There was something that they had that Jesus needed. Amen. And that's an awesome thing, too. Because the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I wanted to bring this up because if you are breathing, there should be a praise in your mouth. So that lets me know that's something that you have that God can use, if you understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. You have breath in your body. That's what God gave you. That's something that you can use to give God praise. That's something you can use to give glory. Hallelujah. And sometimes it baffles me that because we have instruments that God gave us. He gave us our arms to wave our hands. He gave us our vocal cords to sing unto him. Hallelujah. He gave us our legs to dance before him. And then when it comes time to do that, we can't raise our hand. We can't even give God praise. We can't use the things that God gave us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the men, the owners was very glad and honored to be used of something that they had that that Jesus needed so that he could come and bless them. Amen. Any questions before I move on? Hallelujah. Because the king is coming. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to be ready and prepared for the king. Hallelujah. We have to have our body right, our temple right, so he can sit on us. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We have to be pure and set apart so Jesus could sit on us, so his glory can rest in our temple. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We have to have a clean temple so that his glory, amen, could rest on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Any questions?
No, but I'd like to comment.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like how the Lord is just wonderful, how he made a prepared place for a divine purpose. How he used, just like a piece of the puzzle, each person and even the animal in this text had a part to play for Jesus' purpose. So even in our lives, as we're on an assignment, there are people in our lives or people that God sends in our lives to make that purpose that or that destiny that's on our lives to manifest, just like they did. Which Jesus needed to ride that coat. He uses the disciples. He uses the other people. He used the daggone the donkey so he can fulfill that prepared place in that purpose. I just wanted to say that. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, it shows that God will use anybody.
Yes.
To get his glory. Hallelujah. He'll use anybody. But we just got to be available. And the awesome thing was the cult was available for him. It was sitting by the road. And it was available. And that's what I said previously, we have to be in position to receive and available to God. We got to be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. We got to be doing the things of the Lord, waiting for his return. Hallelujah. It's time out for playing. We got to be on our Father's business, doing the things that the Lord has called us to do. Once again, I'm back with that assignment. You have assignment on your life, you got to begin to operate in that assignment. If you don't know the assignment, that's the time to seek the Lord for it. Because we all have an assignment. We all have a purpose. Hallelujah. He already put us in us when we was in our mother's womb. Jeremiah tells us that. When he formed us in our womb, he already knew. Our assignment was already there. But we got to learn how to activate it, do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions before I move on? Amen. It's quiet tonight. Amen.
We're being fed, my sister.
What'd you say, sir?
I said we are being fed.
Yeah,
amen.
Good.
So as it goes on to say, once they bought the colt, untied it, they brought it to Jesus. And so when they brought it to Jesus, they began to throw their clothes on the colt, and they sat Jesus on it. And as I began to look at that, because we in the scripture, let me see where we are. And they said the Lord had need of it. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And when I looked at that as well, that let me know that was a form that they did to reverence and honor the king. They threw their clothes, and they threw the branches on the ground, and that was a practice that they used to have higher honor for the one that was going to walk on it. In other words, they was honoring Jesus, the king, because they knew he was coming, so they was honoring him by throwing their clothes and the branches, and that's what they did to honor Jesus. We find that in 2 Kings in the 9th chapter in the 13th verse. As well, the Bible says the people laid their garments before Jehu, the king. When they pronounced him to be the king, they began to lay their clothes. So this was something, a tradition, or something that they did as they laid their clothes on the floor, on the ground, to represent honor and glory for the king, because they knew the king was coming. Hallelujah. And I thought that was an awesome thing as well. Hallelujah. How we bow before the Lord, how we bow before the king. We may not throw our clothes on the ground, but we bow before the king. We lay before the king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions on that? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So they give glory, they reverence the King of the glory. Hallelujah. And so as we move on, we at 36. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of Mount Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that has seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen. So when he came, they began to give him praise. They began to give him glory for all the things that he has done. Hallelujah. And all the mighty works that they have seen and all the miracles that Jesus had done. And they just began to glorify him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. They gave him the ultimate praise because they knew who he was. The King has come. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. My Savior has mm-hmm. come. That's how I look at it. When the King shows up in the house, my Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer, mm-hmm. there's a praise on my mouth. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So when he comes into your life, or in a situation, there should be a praise, there should be a worship in your mouth, a thank you praise for what he has done for you. Amen. And they were excited about him. Hallelujah, because they needed him. They knew what he can do. I could imagine some of them there being sick and needed to be healed and delivered, and he did this, mm. and in return, they gave him praise. And in return, they gave him worship. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Any questions before I move on? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So we realize the King has showed up, and they've given him glory and honor. Amen. So trying to find scripture. If you go to Ephesians 2 and 14, I thought I had it. It says, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Hallelujah. So he is our peace. He has broken the barrier. So now that we could go to him, hallelujah, we could go to him. He has broken down the barriers. He has healed us. He has delivered us. He has set us free. So now we could give him praise and we could give him glory and say that he is our peacemaker. Amen. Amen. So any questions? Hallelujah. I know it's a little bit short tonight, but any questions Amen. About what I said tonight? Amen. The King is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody have any comments about what I said through the lesson? Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we talk about the King is coming. Hallelujah. And he's coming with miracles, and he's coming with healing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Whatever you need, it's in the King. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, it's in the King. Hallelujah. And we got to be able to receive him for whatever he has for us and whatever he's going to do for us. Because the King is coming. Hallelujah. We have to be available. Hallelujah. As I was saying before, just recapping what I'm saying. We must be available to receive him. Hallelujah. So much I talked about in this scripture and in this text that it's so awesome and so important. And so important that we need to follow and be in position to receive what he has for us. Hallelujah. Any questions? Hallelujah.
You know, this is a good word. And it sounds like we in radio land or internet, we are dry. Because right now, this word is the king is coming. The king is here in us. But we need to be excited that on that resurrection day, we were freed. We were
That's
freed
right.
from all death, sin, shame, everything. And I thank God right now that Jesus went before us. And he brought us out.
That's right.
And he brought us up. And I thank God.
Right.
I thank God for Christ, his resurrection.
That's right.
And when he did, he broke down the barrier so we can go straight to the Father.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
So this is
we
a good word.
We have access now. We have easy access to go before the King.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
This is a good word, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is a good word.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I recap once again, we're talking about set apart.
Mm.
You have to be set apart to be used by God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in the world once and then you out. You can't have one foot in and one foot out. You got to have both foot in. Hallelujah, to be a vessel for the Lord, to be used by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't be doing the things of the world if you really want to be used by God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said you got to be set apart. You can't be doing those old things that you did before.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
And consecrate. You got to be consecrated. Hallelujah. Consecrate, lay before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting and praying.
Yeah.
Being in your word. Hallelujah. We always say, Lord, use me. But how can he use you when you're dirty? How can he use you when you're dirty?
My God.
Hallelujah. How can he use you when there's malice and evilness in you? When you can't even say hey to your brother, but, oh, praise the Lord, you know, and
keep
God is this, but then you right next to your brother, you don't say nothing to them because you're mad. You upset with that brother or that sister. Hallelujah. You can't be effective in the kingdom. All that has to be out of you to be effective in the kingdom. Bible said you got to be holy. See, we don't talk about holy. A lot of people don't talk about holiness. But you got to be holy. That's
Amen.
The word.
Amen. Sure is.
So I am holy. So you got to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live a righteous life. You got to live right before God for him to be used. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And an awesome thing was this, when we look in the beginning of the scripture, basically God was preparing his way. And he used, I'm recapping again, he used that cult to be the preparation for him to come. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
So he always prepares a way. He always prepares a way first. Hallelujah. And you must understand that. He prepares the way for us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But all we have to do is follow the plan. That's a word right there. You got to follow the plan of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Constantly praying and laying before the Lord. I may be repeating myself, but the Lord
That's
said, say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
somebody didn't hear it. Hallelujah. So I'm repeating it again. It may sound repetitive, but the Lord said, repeat it again. And I'm just doing what the Lord said tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's calling for his believers and his children of God to pray. You need to pray. I don't know why the Lord is saying this right now, but he's saying we need to pray even more. We need to pray even more, even the more, even greater. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's not like holiness is such a difficult thing, you know, because the flesh will always kick up and buck up. But you know what? Thank God for grace.
Yeah.
You know, when the flesh acts up and it goes awry, then we go into that prayer closet, ask God for his forgiveness, and step again.
That's right.
Step again. Step again. Lord, forgive me. And move it on. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are in, you know what, as long as we're in this flesh, we're always going to be in process. Because in this flesh dwells no good thing.
That's right.
But that holiness is spirit to spirit, God's spirit on our spirit, and then doing what our flesh can't do. And that's praising him and being in his presence with uplifted hands, holy hands, actually.
That's right.
Because the devil, who's our accuser, he'll always say, nah, you know what you did last night. You know what you did earlier today. But because I'm a child of the living God. So I can go to him, just like Jesus spoke to the devil. That's what we need to do.
That's right.
He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Well, we can be. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
He commanded us to be.
That's right.
He commanded us to be holy. But when people hear it, they think that it's such a... they get scared. Oh, I can't do this. No, you can't, because it's not by might nor by power, but it is his spirit on our spirit.
That's right.
Amen.
And working it out. And as we read his word and we get cleansed and washed in his word, he'll give us the ability to do like the pastor said, do that assignment. Because we don't do it on our own anyway, not in our own power.
Nope.
Amen. To God be the glory.
When you say that, I think about that, you know, in terms of Romans, where it says we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. So somebody else falls short for what God wants them to do or for the assignment. But we are all, it's a process. We're in the making of what God wants us to do. We're in the making.
Amen.
And God never, ever sent us where we are not equipped.
All right.
He never asked us or put us in a position where we are not equipped. He's always going to prepare us. And as he was talking about the assignment, you know, I think when he gives us an assignment, he's going to prepare us. He's going to prepare us so that when we go through that assignment, we're going to come out victorious.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So there are those of you that may be listening and have fallen short or may feel that you have fallen short. But again, in Romans, it says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. We're all in a pocket. We're all been molded for what God wants us to do. So you have an opportunity also. You have an opportunity also. Even though that you may have fallen short, you have an opportunity also to fulfill your assignment. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That is so true. We all can fulfill our assignment.
And while we're in this process, and while he's molding us and making us, like you're saying, Elder, listen, we can continue to move and to go as God will lead us to go. And on our journey, we can pull somebody else in on our journey.
That's
what he expects us to do. Speak to someone else, even though we might have messed up last night. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. And still, my brother, don't you know that Jesus loves you? He died for you. And this is resurrection. He will raise you up You might be down now, but he'll raise you up.
That's right. Amen, that's right.
On our journey.
And that could be a very assignment, too, is just speaking the word, like you just said, prophetess.
Amen.
That could be just a, that's one of your assignments.
Amen, Pastor.
What's that?
Amen, Pastor, amen.
So,
this
was
a good word.
We all accomplish it. We can all accomplish this assignment. We can all do what God has given us to do.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to be able to do it, open up our hearts and our minds to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And this earth that we're living in, we're journeying in, it's a preliminary for where we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be rulers. We're going back with him when we're going to come back and reign. We're going to reign with him.
Mm-hmm.
So even right now, as we're being prepared, as we go in into that how we're in that process,
mm-hmm.
Listen, it's all a process as we continue to move in him, because our destiny is heaven bound.
That's right.
Our destiny is heaven bound.
Mhm. Amen.
You know. So to God be the glory.
Yes. Amen. And just talking about the destiny, just picking up off of what Prophetess is saying, mm-hmm. We all have a destiny in life.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a purpose and a destiny that God has for us, but we got to tap into it.
Mhm.
We have to tap into it.
And that's another thing, too. Even though the assignment seems difficult, and I'm speaking to myself, even though the assignment seems difficult, he knew before the beginning of the world what we had, what he's placed in me,
mm-hmm.
what he's placed in you.
That's right.
To be able to fulfill the destiny. He knows it better than we know.
Yeah,
but all we have to do is continue to walk it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk it out.
Yeah, walk it out.
And trust him. Walk it out and trust him.
That's right. Because he'll never leave you.
Thank God.
He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's right there with you as you're walking it out.
Yeah, thank God.
Don't allow the spirit of fear step in.
All right.
And lose.
Mm-hmm.
Lose your blessing. You know, don't allow that fear to step in, because
mm-hmm.
fear will step in.
Yes, it will.
Say, oh, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You ain't qualified to do that. But don't allow fear to step in, because I realize that if you allow fear to step in and God gave you assignment and you don't do it.
Wow.
Blood is on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, as if God told you to do something and you don't do it, the blood is on your hands. And people are waiting for you.
Wow.
Speak that word. Not me, but they're waiting to hear it from you so that you can be delivered. And you holding up somebody's deliverance. You holding up somebody's healing.
Mm.
When you don't do your assignment and God assigned you to do something. So you never want to be caught like that. You don't want the blood on your hands. You want to be able to deliver it and take it off of your hands. Amen. So it's important.
I like that.
It's important, hallelujah, to do your assignment.
Amen.
It's important for Jesus to do his assignment.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There it is. There it is.
It was important for him to do that. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he took the assignment. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you that you took that assignment,
God.
Lord. Because I could be lost somewhere in my sin. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Hallelujah. I thank you for allowing me to have life and more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I thank you for life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I thank God. And I thank God.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Not skipping out his assignment. And we should not escape out of our assignment as well.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So once again, the King is coming. Hallelujah. So you got to prepare yourself. Be ready to receive whatever the Lord has for you. Hallelujah. And tonight, I hope that you were blessed on tonight. Hallelujah. That's hearing out there. Hallelujah. That you was blessed by the word and apply it to your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And do it. And be a doer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we bless your name tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Elder?
Before we get ready to close up, are there any comments? Anyone have any comments before we have Elder Cook to pray us on out? Amen. The mics are open.
I have a comment.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, my brother.
I'd just like to just say thank God for Elder Cook and her message this evening. The King is coming, and I just want to say it was a blessing to hear you discuss that we all have a destination in what God has as a plan for our lives. And so the message this evening was very appropriate, and it was very telling for me hearing how Jesus was received on the donkey, and how the populace just received him and exalted him by laying their garments on the ground as well as on the donkey for him to ride upon. And seeing that image and that picture of that event taking place, it just lets you know that that was something that they did for all the kings during that time. But I found it interesting that Christ rode upon the donkey as it walked upon the garments that were laid on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that very, very interesting because I just envision that as him being above all else as he rode upon that donkey. And he was just being exalted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you for your message and want to say God bless you and may God continue to use you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Any more comments? Hey, Elder Cook, we're going to have you to pray us on out, and we're going to close down with our music, and we thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and we invite you back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Amen. Amen. And before I pray, I just want to actually, we have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Be blessed. Amen. And enjoy the resurrection and enjoy Jesus for what he has done for us.
Amen.
So I just pray that everyone have a wonderful and awesome time on Sunday. Amen. Lord God, we thank you, God, for this day. God, we thank you for this time. God, we ask, God, that you bless this word that went forth on today. God, cause it to be a life-changing word, Lord. Lord, allow someone to received it and hear it, God, and be a doer of it, Lord God. And God, realize that they have assignment on their life and there is a purpose and a destiny for them, Lord God. And we ask, God, that they begin to execute that, Lord, in the name of Jesus and be, hallelujah, in position and ready to receive whatever you have for them, Lord, because we know that the King is coming. You are coming to come to bless us and to heal us and deliver us, Lord God. And we just bless your name on tonight, God. We ask again, once you bless every hearer on tonight, God, actually bless this radio station, Lord God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless this ministry, the leaders, Elder and Dr. Suzanne tonight, God, that you begin to enlarge this, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because this is a good thing, Lord God.
Yes.
We bless your name for it. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you, opportunity, Lord God, that somebody could be blessed, healed, delivered, set free, Lord God, and get saved, God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name tonight, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Once again, God bless you. We love you, but God loves you most.
I face the dawn of each breath.